The American space agency NASA has flown a probe a few thousand kilometres from the swirling cloud tops of Jupiter, the largest planet in our solar system. No other satellite has flown so close to the gas giant during the main phase of its mission. With the details, our science reporter Jonathan Amos.
When the Juno probe arrived at Jupiter in July, its instruments and camera were switched off. It had to perform a critical rocket manoeuvre to get into orbit, and engineers didn't want the complication of taking pretty pictures at the same time. But after successfully turning around the planet, Juno booted up its other systems, skimming over the clouds at 130,000 miles an hour. Juno was programmed to acquire ultra-high-resolution images. NASA is expected to release them next week. Juno's goal is to investigate what the giant planet is made from and how it's put together. We shall gain new insights, for example, on the famous Great Red Spot, the massive storm that has raged on Jupiter for hundreds of years.
Jonathan Amos reporting. Now, what exactly should you do if you find yourself stranded on a desert island? Well, one option might be to follow the example of a couple in their 50s who managed to get themselves rescued after going missing while sailing among the remote Micronesian islands of the Western Pacific. Our East Asia editor Celia Hatton told me their story.
Linus and Sabina Jack, they thought they were just going out for a sail between one island to another in Micronesia. It would take about a day, so they packed a few things in their boat, but they really didn't have a lot of equipment with them, and they ended up on a completely different island. They were stranded. They ended up being stranded for about a week. Now, what's amazing is that they used what little they had to save themselves. So they used a flashlight to signal to a passing oil tanker in the distance. That oil tanker notified the U.S. consulate in Micronesia. Then a search party began involving 14 vessels and two planes searching over all of Micronesia's thousands of tiny islands. And then, amazingly, a plane spotted where the couple was because they'd spelt SOS in the sand. It's straight out of the movies.
Now, we do quite often hear these stories of people going out, ill-equipped, getting lost, some of them surviving, some of them ending up dying. What is the advice if you suddenly find yourself out in the wilderness?
Well, Oliver, the BBC has published a quite helpful list. You know, you might not be able to predict when you will get stranded on a desert island, just as Linus and Sabina Jack might not have been able to know that they would be.